gostosa sombra. Dá um descanso pra minha mente tonta. Enquanto apronto um humilde ponto, eu tô tirando onda aqui deitado, despreocupado, se tá bolado.
There's some new music coming out of the favelas, the slums of Rio de Janeiro. Now, it may sound a little like funk or hip-hop, but it's still rooted in Brazil's more traditional beats, samba and bossa nova. A new label, Verge Records, has been created not only to record some of the local artists who make this music, but to return some of the profits from sales back into the community. The money will go toward music education programs and the construction of recording studios that will actually be located in the favelas. Emmanuel Zunz is the founder of Verge Records. It's just produced its first compilation, and he joins us from New York. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Zunz.
It's my pleasure.
The favelas must be a compelling, interesting, and intimidating place in which to work.
It certainly is. You have to know people when you're working in those places. You come invited. You don't come uninvited. Mm-hmm. I had been invited by the nonprofit organization Schools Without Borders, who we partner with to do some of our music education programs and to build recording studios. And, you know, I had traveled around Brazil for several months about 10 years ago, and I had seen a lot of poverty. So the kind of poverty that I saw in the favelas was not different. But what struck me was the seclusion and the barrier to access. And, you know, it can be a volatile environment.
And how do you find musicians there?
One of our strategies to find musicians is to work with organizations such as Schools Without Borders. We also work with an Oakland-based record label called Youth Movement Records. It's also a nonprofit that are working in certain communities to do music education programs already. So in a way, they're providing us with a pool of talent that we can select. And we also do it through the more conventional means, as networking, going to shows, and so forth. I have two partners in Rio de Janeiro who are well-connected within the music industry, and that's why I started off with this first compilation based out of Rio de Janeiro.
Tell us a little bit, if you could, about Samuca, who's the lyricist and MC for the group Movimento na Rua.
The story behind Samuca is that back in the late 80s, early 90s, he was one of the most wanted kidnappers in Rio de Janeiro. He used to hold executives for ransom. And he eventually served time, almost 10 years in jail. While he was in prison, he really had a transformation. He turned his life around from wanting to be the next Pablo Escobar to becoming a social entrepreneur. And his goal essentially was to show the world really what's going on in the favelas, because these are marginalized communities that are forgotten by society. His second objective was to prevent kids from making the same mistakes that he made. When he was released from prison, he started the band Movimento na Rua, which means movement in the streets. He had discovered music and poetry while he was in prison, and so many of the poems that he wrote were converted into songs. And then the band started its own social project in the favelas to teach kids art, poetry, music, soccer, graffiti. And he is now a respected community leader, but he still resides in the favelas.
Ignoramos muitas vezes as causas, nem sempre temos estrutura pra suportar os seus efeitos. Aos seres capazes de dar direção, fico pedindo pra que a vida não se acabe na infância. Que a cada vida que se perde na guerra, é o controle que vai tomando cada vez mais distância.
So that's Soldiers Never Again. So that was precisely about the program that he runs, getting kids off the drug trade. But it also, he went beyond Rio and beyond the favelas, and he starts to talk about soldiers all over the world and in Africa, and how we really need to prevent kids from dying and fighting in the street.
Now, people might hear that and say, boy, that's a long way from Sergio Mendes.
Sure is. Yeah, interesting, though, Sergio Mendes just did a hip-hop album, kind of a hip-hop album mix with Brazilian music. But that's the kind of things that we're seeing right now in Rio de Janeiro and in other places in the world, where people are really taking urban music and combining it with their traditional music. The purpose of Verge Records is not only to serve as a platform for finding really great stories that are coming out of these neighborhoods, but also uniting a certain musical movement that's happening not only in Brazil, but in other countries like Cuba, South Africa, where people are taking hip-hop, urban music, and blending it with their own traditional music and coming out with something that's very, very unique to that country or to that region.
I think it's fair to say most of the musicians on this album are not names that we've heard before, but there's a well-known musician, been around some time, Gabriel Moura.
Tem um Brasil que soca, outro que apanha, um Brasil que saca, outro que chuta, perde ganha, sobe e desce, vai luta, bate bola, porém não vai à escola. Brasil de bronze, Brasil de lata, é negro, é branco, é nicei, é verde, é infeladão, é mameluco, é capuz, é confusão.
This is a song called Brasis, where again he talks about the two sides of Brazil. There's a Brazil that's ugly, there's a Brazil that's pretty, there's a Brazil that where people wear ties, and there's another Brazil where people carry guns. So this came out, this was his first solo album. He previously had been with the band Farofa Carioca, which was a band that he started with his musical partner Seu Jorge. Seu Jorge, you may have heard of him, has blown up in recent years.
He's been on our show.
Oh, great, great. So the story behind Gabriel is him and Seu Jorge are really great friends. Gabriel gave Seu Jorge his first guitar lessons, discovered him, took him off the streets when Seu Jorge was a street kid, gave him housing, gave him guitar lessons, and really mentored him for several years. And then they started a band together called Farofa Carioca, which really blew up at the end of the 90s, and then which eventually propelled Seu Jorge to his solo career. And now Gabriel actually produced Seu Jorge's last album, is touring with Seu Jorge in September, October, and Verge is in the process of producing Gabriel's album as well.
But what do you hope happens, what circumstances set in motion once you begin to put recording studios into the favelas?
We hope to do a couple things. One is to build our reputation in these communities, people who will know about us, the kind of work that we're doing, and provide opportunities for youth to learn production skills. Now, ultimately, it's going to benefit us because we're establishing a presence in these communities. We're providing a service to them alongside Schools Without Borders and other nonprofits that we'll be working with. And it also gives us access to new artists. It gives us a continuous feed of artists that we can discover and new stories that are coming out. And that's really the overall mission of this company.
Another group you feature is A Fial.
Finidos como a corrente eletromagnética, sem ética, ficamos sujeitos a essa situação frenética, onde total atenção é voltada para a esquelética estética, revelando personalidades patéticas.
Num ensino sistemático, prático, nem sempre carismático, chegamos a beirar algo enigmático e fantástico, é que mesmo com todo esse aparato...
They've been a part of the underground hip-hop scene in Rio for a long time now, especially the lead singer of the band, Edu Lopes. And I met him through one of my partners in Brazil, who's worked with Edu for a long, long time. And this is a very, very interesting band because they epitomize essentially the mix of samba and traditional Brazilian music with hip-hop. And they are now being referred to as a new generation of Brazilian music. So we're very, very excited to be working with them.
Parece é boa trabalhar à toa só pra engordar o patrimônio de quem já tem. Me revoltaria nem que de todos os monges budistas eu fosse o mais zen.
A chance de nascer imune a esse esquema é de 1 em 100. Não se safa quase ninguém.
Quem irá nos salvar?
Quem?
Mas nos livrais do mal.
Mr. Zins, even when we hear the obviously the inflections of hip-hop and urban music here, is there something distinctively and delightfully Brazilian in all this music?
I think so. I think it's the beats. I think it's also the sunny disposition of these artists. They're talking, a lot of times they're talking about social issues, but they're talking about them in a positive light, despite all the hardships that people face in Brazil. People tend to be very optimistic, which is different, I think, than a lot of the urban music that we hear in the United States, where people have an overly violent or pessimistic view on things. I think you feel the happiness in the music and the energy.
You have plans for Verge in other countries that you'd like to try?
We do. I see similar musical movements coming out in other countries. South Africa is one of them. Cape Town, we'd love to do one of our next albums in the next year might be the inspiring new sounds of Cape Town. Mm. Kenya's got some really interesting stuff. Mexico, of course, has very strong hip-hop or urban movement that combines traditional Mexican elements in there. There's a lot of stuff going on, and eventually we want to see Verge as a platform for connecting all these different countries and different musicians with different messages, but really taking this urban music that's influenced by American hip-hop but has now been transformed into something very different and very unique to their own countries.
Vulgar question I have to ask. When we say that some of the profits from sales are being steered back into the community, mm-hmm. how much exactly? What percentage?
It's a minimum of 5%. That's after we've paid the artists. We pay our artists 50% of net profits. But depending on how well we do, we want to give more. And frankly, we actually started giving back to the communities even before we started selling music. So in 2006, we did a photography project mm-hmm. in one of the favelas alongside Schools Without Borders. So it was not a musical program, but it was a photography project. And that was very successful as well.
So if you succeed, they succeed. That's the plan?
We all succeed together, essentially.
Any piece of music you want to call our attention to at the end?
I'd love to end off with Carchilha by A Fial. In our next CD that we'll be releasing in September will be the full album of A Fial, which three of the songs are featured on this CD.
A
assimilo informação colocada em questão, independente de forma, contexto ou situação. Então, ver sua cara com um olhar de pergunta me incomoda e penso como o mundo roda.
Como as coisas são, o mundo tão pequeno, movido a cada decisão. Esse é o esquema, aprender a ser feliz na sua forma mais plena. Mas pena que muitos não entendam com suas
formas. Mr. Zunz, nice talking to you.
It was my pleasure.
Emmanuel Zunz, the founder of Verge Records. Their new compilation is The Inspiring New Sounds of Rio de Janeiro.
Quando não se tem razão pra viver.
Por isso digo, tire mal proveito disso, pois só passando por isso.
And you can hear more songs from Rio at our website, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Fazendo você acreditar que é mais fácil levar vantagem em tudo. Viver uma vida sem futuro em um presente escuro. Você se desespera, mas eu juro
que a luz existe, quem tem fé insiste. É uma vida muito curta pra ficar pensando em crise, já que a vontade